In Alaska, Lisa Murkowski finds herself caught between the enthusiasm of her indigenous constituents and her support for fossil fuels.
I've decided to support this nomination today, to support the first Native American who will hold this position, and with the expectation that Representative Holland will be true to her word, not just on matters relating to Native peoples, but also responsible resource development and every other issue.
Many Alaska Natives support Deborah Holland's historic nomination, regardless of where they stand on resource extraction. Last week, more than 100 Alaska Native women from all over the state co-authored a letter declaring their support for Holland's nomination, citing massive underrepresentation of Indigenous leadership at the helm of this crucial department. If confirmed, Holland would become the first Indigenous Interior Secretary, a position with the most oversight over U.S. relations with tribes. But Murkowski has made it her mission to see oil fields like the North Slope's Willow Project through. As a representative, Holland was opposed to projects like this, but has said as Interior Secretary she'll be working at President Biden's behest. Murkowski says it was a tough choice. She deliberated long and hard, listened, and asked many questions during the 2 days of confirmation hearings last month. She's also met with Holland on two occasions since then. But in the end, the historic nature of Holland's nomination won out. Holland's nomination is likely to pass in the Democrat-led Senate, where just a simple majority vote is needed. Alaska's other senator, Dan Sullivan, has not said whether he will support Holland in the full Senate vote. In Bethel, I'm Olivia Eberts.